Well, I'm afraid a lot of poetry doesn't do that.
Well,
for me.
The good poetry.
The poetry that doesn't do that for me is the poetry that's, you know, proposed to me to be the contemporary. Well, first place, we're talking about contemporary poetry right now. We'll say that as an aside. So much of the poetry that proposes to me that it's literature, that it's high art, that it's a lot of things like that, is not doing it for me, because it's following such a multitude of rules. The people who are doing it have their heads so boxed up, or they're so busily imitating someone else, or they're so busily concerned with whether this will be acceptable in a college classroom, or if they have students, what their students will think of it. That kind of writing is in such a sad wreckage of a prison that it doesn't do anything. But if you go to the poetry of people like Allen Ginsberg, of Gary Snyder, of Diane DePrima, of Ann Waldman, of Ed Sanders, of Amiri Baraka, if you go to those living, those vital poets, it is an adventure in consciousness, because there's nothing held back. It is the highest form of art, because they're not holding back. They're not being cowardly. They're not being niggardly. They're not saying we have to put the bounds on this. It's people who are letting, as far as possible, their deepest expressions and their deepest feelings, and even the feelings that they discover as they're writing the poetry. The poetry itself becomes a way of inventing the soul that they're trying to create. None of these people believe that we have a soul. I think that they all believe that we can create a soul. I think that they all believe that it doesn't do you any good when you have created one. It just complicates your problems. It gives you something more to write poetry about. It means you can taste a nectarine better. It means that you probably enjoy bungee jumping more if you're bungee jumping. So it just makes more problems, but we can't resist those problems.